Thank you for giving customer service a call. My name is Amia. How may I assist you?
Yes, my wish is our English. I was just calling. So I said, y'all take, and I was going to say what was going on.
Definitely understand, and I'll be more than happy to assist. Give me one brief moment, please.
I got a card that I can't remember. I cannot remember the offshoot my account number. Gmail address. You know, whatever it goes to my card. My mama gave me $250, and I put it on there, and it's the first one I got, you know, from y'all. And but I got, you know, the second one I got, this works fine. I ain't had a better problem with it. But anyway, make a long story short, I got $250 on there. It's been on there 5 months, and I've been trying to get it, and nobody won't try to help me or nothing. I don't know if I'm going to go see a lawyer or what, but I'm going to get my money. Money's hard right now, you know.
All right, so I definitely do understand. Excuse me. All right, may you please provide me your zip code?
Yes, 38327.
38327. And that first and last name, please.
You what, ma'am?
Your first and last name.
Ronnie English.
All right, Mr. English. Yes, I do see that name within the system. And for security purposes, that billing address, please.
340 Angotti, Trump, Tennessee, 3327.
Okay, thank you so much. So I do see that you just placed the order for the mini pods for the shipping and handling of $5.95. What seems to be the – okay, so were you trying to get it or was it?
The problem is, I got this card that you just looked at. Mm-hmm. I mean, I didn't have a better problem with this card. The card before this one, I put $250 on there to pay my trip payment, and it's still on there. $250 still on there. I can't get it out. I mean, I can't even get to it. I mean, it won't let me get to it. I can't.
The $150. Are you calling to make a bill payment?
$250. I mean, I ain't called. You know, I called and tried to see if I could get it off of it. You know, when I called, you know, pay my truck payment, it won't come off. I mean, I go to the ATM machine. It won't do this. I can't get it worked.
You may have to call your bank to see if your bank has blocked your card temporarily, because this is customer service about the mini pods you just ordered. Some earbuds you just ordered. This the wrong company.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You're talking about the, are them the ones, say, order two of them, but I don't know if it's, are they the baits?
You're just going to get one pair, but if you're concerned about your truck payment, you're going to have to call your bank.
All right, yeah. I don't know what to do, though. I've been dealing with it for 5 months, so I ain't got money yet.
Just go up to the bank or call them and inform them, hey, I'm having troubles making my payment. My card won't allow me to.
It's a go-to bank. You know, a prepaid card, you know? Debit card?
No, I don't know their number, sir.
Well, no, I'm just saying that's, if you ever heard of them.
Oh, no, sir.
Like Net10, and stuff like that.
Mm-mm. I have time. I heard of time.
Yeah, same thing, but just a name. You know what I mean?
Have you ever tried emailing them to let them know, or did you go in your system to see that if you have any transaction blocked or anything, like, you know?
I call every day and still $250. I can't get no further, man. And the one that my other one that I've been using after I messed up. I ain't had a blood problem, but I wouldn't take nothing for it. I mean, it works really good, but and then take away. I can't remember. I can't remember the. You got to set it up, put your account stuff on there, and I forgot the email account. And since I forgot the email account, they all right. They said they cannot help. And I said, somebody just help. I mean, I need a growing tree as well. You know? But your Mary Buds, are they the bait? Well, hello?
Yes, I'm here. I'm listening.
Sorry. Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, so, I really want to help you with the situation, sir, but the only thing that I can help you with is with the product on this account. I can't help you.
I know. I'm sorry about that. I looked at it wrong when I got that message. I looked at it wrong. I said, go to the bank, but I looked at it wrong.
This is a subscription. If you would like to, for me to provide you with a 35% discount, you know, to avoid the after trial charge if you don't cancel within time, I can get that 35% discount on the account for you.
Okay. Is this
the bait of earbuds? It's the Icon Mini earbuds.
Okay. I ordered some baits to the same, but it was cheap.
Okay, so the 35% will be added. If you're having any concerns of something like your card, you know, like I said, just email them. If you don't have a physical, like walking in bank, then you'll just have to email the company.
They ain't around where I live, so I've talked to them, so I'm blue in the face. I don't know what to do. But anyway, I don't know. I'm still not going to talk to the lawyer about it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, heck, that's $750. But anyway, because it's not being used. I mean, what I've done here today, I'm saying, I used to report it stolen.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to send me a new car. So they get, money's got to be on that new car.
Someone stole your car?
I said it did.
And you said
that way I can get where I can get a new card. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And because the money will be on, and that way I can go from there and sit there work.
Well, you possibly may have to if someone's taking $150 off your account.
No, ain't nobody took nothing off.
Well, you are aware that you made a purchase for some ear pods, correct?
Yeah, that's a different account, buddy.
Okay. So we got everything situated on here, but, you know, like you said, just go ahead and see if you can, you know, get that car, you know, reported stolen, and hopefully they can assist you there, you know, from there.
Yeah, I didn't make it cheesy. This car that I've done that on is, it's good. It works good. And it's the same kind of car, but, I wasn't familiar with it. You know, I should have looked at it a lot better when I did. I took a lot of money on there, but I didn't. So I took a gamble and got me another one. It worked perfect. I think it's just a bad color. I don't know if it happened. Maybe it probably does. But, all right, sweetie, I appreciate it.
No problem. Well, I really do appreciate you for giving customer service a call and you enjoy your day.
You do sound sweet. Where you live?
Oh, I'm in Alabama. The company's in California.
Oh, okay. I'm in Tennessee.
You said, repeat that for me.
I said, I'm in Tennessee.
Okay.
Savannah. Yeah, Savannah, Tennessee. You ever heard of it?
Mm-hmm.
It's about, I'm between 100 miles, I'm between Memphis and Nashville.
Okay.
And a dated girl. My son, I got a 14-year-old little boy, you know, son, and but she's been young for about 8 months. She just left me and him, and but anyway, she's from Alabama.
Okay.
From Florence, Alabama. I don't know if you've heard of it or not.
Florence, well, I still be, we call it different things, so it probably be somewhere close to Mobile or Birmingham.
Oh, you live down close to Gulf, they're close to the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
Is that where you live?
Yeah, close to Birmingham.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I pull houses, we go to the airport.
Repeat that for me.
I said, you know, mobile homes. I pull mobile home. You know, house seller.
You said
I pull a big truck, and I go through Birmingham and down towards Mobile, and all that lot.
Well, I didn't hear you right there.